In keeping with the Halloween season, here are 10 spooky scientific concepts and discoveries that may have implications that not only do we not currently fully understand, some of them may never be understandable at all. Number 10. The Anthropic Principle. Human life exists. That's something we cannot refute because, well, we're certainly here. That means that our universe is fine-tuned just so that it allows for human life and perhaps most importantly, consciousness to exist. We're not sure why this is, and attempts by science to determine some underlying process that governs why the universe is the way it is have been fruitless. It's not perfect for life for any particular reason, it just is. This is known as the fine-tuning problem. There are a number of different values in the universe that are very narrow. They must be very tightly defined for the universe to work at all. The trouble is, there doesn't appear to be a reason for why these values are set the way they are. For example, if the strong nuclear force were just a bit stronger or just a bit weaker, then none of this could exist as it does. What set that value? We don't know. And there are quite a few other values that seem to be set just right. So what does this mean? It probably means one of two things. On the one hand, it could indicate that there are many universes making up a multiverse where we just happen to be in the one where things are just right, but most of the others are probably lifeless and radically different. This seems to fit with advanced physics, such as string theory, and there may indeed be potential indicators of other universes. More on that in a minute. But on the other hand, if this is the only universe, then we live in statistically almost impossible conditions. You have a better chance of winning the lottery 10 times in a row over 10 consecutive weeks than for this universe to just happen to be the way it is for no reason. This would support something called simulation theory, which posits that we're all some sort of AI living within a computer simulation. This theory has its merits. See my video, Is the Universe Real or Is it a Computer Simulation? But if it is a simulation, then who created it? Number 9. Mass Extinction. We all know about the potential possibility that an asteroid could strike the Earth and we could go extinct as a result. Increased attention on this threat has led to efforts to track near-Earth asteroids, and if we're smart, we'll develop ways to move asteroids and ensure that this scenario never happens. And while Earth's history has seen a number of mass extinctions, the most famous of which killed the dinosaurs, what a lot of people don't realize is that we're actually in the middle of a mass extinction right now. Called the Holocene extinction, this ongoing event affects almost every family of plants and animals and is the greatest loss of biodiversity since the Cretaceous-Paleogene extinction event that killed the dinosaurs along with 3/4 of the species living on Earth at the time. That event is thought to have been due to an asteroid that had the effect of several million nuclear warheads detonating at once. This new extinction event is nothing close to an asteroid, but it's unique among the extinctions because we're causing it, and we have been for thousands of years. We are linked with the extinction of the Earth's megafauna, such as the mammoths, at the end of the last ice age, and to this day we continue to impact the environment in such a way as to continue the extinctions. In short, as far as threats to life in general are concerned, we're deadly. But there is a silver lining here. Science and intelligence, and using genetics, science does allow us to eventually bring those species back from the dead and restore, plan, and manage Earth's biodiversity. Ethical questions aside, the mammoth may someday walk the Earth once more. Number 8. You are not alone. One of the most interesting theories within science is that there could be alternate, parallel universes in addition to our own. One variant of this theory allows for universes to occupy the same space, hovering just inches away, but existing in a kind of higher vibration that makes them invisible. While highly speculative, it's possible that just inches away from you could be another universe. Perhaps another Earth exists in that universe, occupying the same space. There could be people or other creatures that you can't see in the same room with you at all times, and you'd never know it. Number 7. Gravity is not of this universe. One of the most elusive mysteries in science is the nature of gravity. Einstein himself spent much of his later career trying to understand it to no avail, and now, years later, we still do not have a successful quantum theory of gravity. That's led to much speculation within science that steps outside the boundaries of quantum physics and into someplace else. One potential theory of gravity suggests that the reason gravity is so difficult to understand is because it's not native to our universe at all and is simply leaking into it from a parallel universe that we know nothing about. Number 6. The Great Void. There is a strange 330 million light-year region of space that is almost completely devoid of galaxies. Voids in space are not unheard of. Galaxies attract each other through gravitation and areas empty out, but none of them are anywhere near as big as the Great Void. In fact, it's so large that there hasn't been enough time since the Big Bang for such a huge void to form. So what caused it? One theory is that it formed as a group of smaller voids coalesced. That's probably the case, but there is another theory that takes us into strange territory indeed. It is possible, though beyond highly unlikely, that the void could be due to a Kardashev Type 3 civilization expanding outward, building Dyson spheres. As they build them, the stars inside would appear to blink out. This could explain the void's remarkably spherical shape. However, such a civilization would be easily detected by searching the void for infrared radiation consistent with Dyson spheres. So far, this has not been detected, nor has the question of the viability of completely encasing a star in a Dyson shell been settled. Number 5. The end of the universe. Can the universe simply blink out of existence one day? Frighteningly, it may be possible. There are two ways for the universe to just go away. The first is the false vacuum theory. This somewhat complicated theory is based on a question we don't know the answer to. If the universe exists in its lowest energy state, then it won't happen. If it doesn't, then the universe could suddenly tunnel into a lower energy state and the false vacuum state collapses. This would potentially alter our universe instantaneously to a state where matter can no longer exist. Everything would simply cease to exist in less than the blink of an eye. The second involves simulation theory. If this is all a computer simulation, whoever is running it can presumably shut it down anytime they wish. Number 4. The Great Cold Spot. The Great Void may not be alone in the universe. In the constellation Eridanus lies a strange, very cold region of space where the cosmic background radiation is very weak. We don't know why this is. Most generally accepted theoretical models don't allow for it. Yet there it is. One unlikely possibility is that it formed during the Big Bang, but there are problems with that. Another possibility is that a huge void is causing it, similar to the Great Void mentioned earlier, but there are problems with this theory as well. But one theory takes things a step further. It has been suggested that the cold spot could be an imprint from a parallel universe beyond our own. This is actually an attractive possibility because it would support string theory, and it may be testable to determine if this is evidence of parallel universes. The theory goes that there should be a similar cold spot at the opposite end of the universe. This has not been observed, but complex computer modeling shows that it should be there. Number 3. The slate-wiping extraterrestrial virus. If there is other life in the universe, it's safe to assume that the vast majority of it will be microbial in nature. Because of this, since the early days of space exploration, NASA has gone to great lengths to ensure that our astronauts returning from the moon and any samples from space have been quarantined just in case there was life hiding in them. There is an excellent reason for this. Such things, like their earthly counterparts, could make us sick or even extinct. There really is no way to know what might happen if alien viruses escaped containment. They might not do well in our environment and be killed off by Earth life, War of the Worlds style, or be incompatible with all forms of life on Earth, or they may be favored by our environment and life on Earth becomes easy pickings with no hope of developing immunity. Unfortunately for us, there is one area of this question where we have no defenses: meteorites. In theory, meteorites can ferry living organisms from planet to planet, and unlike asteroids, we really can't predict when or where they are going to fall. Tons of them fall every month, most of them plunging into the ocean, any one of them carrying potential contamination. Number 2. Dark matter and dark energy. Dark matter is invisible. It does not interact with light and cannot be directly seen, despite being a large portion of the existing matter and energy in the universe, about 26.8%. How we see it is through its gravity acting on the universe, which has profound effects on the structure of galaxies and the formation of the universe. While we have some ideas on what dark matter might be, such as weakly interacting subatomic particles, ultimately they are just that, ideas, and other than gravity, we know almost nothing about this stuff and what implications it might have on the universe long term. Even stranger is dark energy. It seems to permeate space itself and drives and accelerates the expansion of the universe. And there's a lot of it, making up nearly 70% of the energy in the universe. Whether this energy can be used or what implications it has on the universe's future remain largely unknown. Number 1. Dark flow. This phenomenon may well be the weirdest in the universe, if it exists at all, that is somewhat disputed. At first glance, it just appears to be a certain movement seen in galaxy clusters. They seem to move in a common direction. Standard models say that this should not be so. The motion should be random in all directions, but it's not. There are several possible explanations. The motion may be an effect of something that happened before the 380,000-year brick wall, where before that we can't see what happened during the Big Bang, but it could also be something very different. Scientists at NASA's Goddard Space Center proposed that the flow could be due to another universe tugging on the galaxies, or perhaps an area of space-time that is significantly different than what we're used to that runs on a completely different set of rules. We simply do not know what is out there. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently nibbling on the Halloween candy I'm supposed to be giving out to kids later tonight. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online retailer and subscribe to my channel for in-depth, regular explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.